of surveillance frequencies and or police calls. For those of you taping it, today's date is Tuesday, November 17th, 1998. The purpose of the net is to provide a two-way information exchange on the radio monitoring hobby. Before I take check-ins, is there any priority or emergency traffic on frequency? I'll drop it. Please check in using the hesitation method, saying this is, let the carrier drop. Give your call sign and your name, and let us know whether you are with or without traffic. Please leave a space between transmissions to allow emergency traffic to be acknowledged. If there are any mobile or portable stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, please come now at this point.
This is AC2DAW. The name here is Curtis. Location Hempstead. No traffic.
We have Curtis, KC2DAW. Good evening, Curtis. Thank you for checking in. Okay. Any additional stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, please come now.
And 2XOJ. Good evening, Charlie. I hold no traffic.
November 2, Echo Bravo. Good evening, Charlie. I have no traffic. Name here is John.
A minute. And I'll be in a listening mode.
BC2, BZC. Joe, trying to get up. Trying to get the software set up, Charlie. Back to you.
LV8, Walter. Good evening, Charlie. No traffic.
Let's take it from the top. First, we had Alex, N2XOJ. Good evening to you, Alex. And followed by N2EV, John. Good evening, John, and thanks for checking in. There was a double there. I believe I heard N2BRA, Frank. Come back again, let me know. I heard you say something about listening mode. Back to you, Frank.
All right, checking in, Charlie. I got a conference call coming up in a little bit, so I'll be here for a few minutes. And I'll be listening, and mostly in a listening mode tonight. Good evening to you in the net.
And, thank you for checking in. And, sounds good out there. Okay. And, next we had KC2BZB Joe. And, assistant to the assistant tonight, and I thank Joe for his help. And he's in the process right now of hooking up to the new chat room out there. And JS is set up. So we'll be waiting for Joe to see what happens with that. And then we have N1LVH Walter from Valley Street. Good evening to you, Walter. Okay, well, let me give him one more call up and see if there's anybody else out there who'd like to join him. With or without traffic, please come down.
This is?
KC2CHF. Good evening, guys. No traffic.
This is? Why, Lee and Hicksville? Good evening, calling everybody out there. No traffic, just listening.
That sounds like Dan. Dan, how are you?
Good evening, Charlie. Good evening, everybody on the net. I'll just be listening. I'm very, very busy tonight.
Okay, very good. And then I heard a blast from the past. Somebody I haven't spoken in quite a while. That would be KB2RZY, Lee. How are you, Lee? Good to hear you.
All right, Charlie, I'm doing okay. I was on the scanner before listening, so let me check in. I haven't talked to you guys in a while, and I really haven't been listening in a while. Now that winter time is coming, it's starting to hibernate some more, so you have to excuse me. But it's nice to hear everybody, and I'm glad that it sounds like you're happy to hear me. So hope everybody's well. You take care. I'll be here listening. If 2 hours is wide, back to Charlie.
Okay, KB2, Austin White, KB2GB. Very good, Lee. It's good to hear from you. You're always welcome. You're a good guy, Lee. And always welcome on this set. So good to hear you again. Okay, we'll give it a couple of minutes and see what happens here. I guess not too much enthusiasm tonight. I'd like to say hello to everybody. It's just busy over here. We had a little Trump tracking going over the weekend. Got some instructions Saturday from Mr. Trump Tracker himself, SUVRA, IHI. So, Franklin's kind enough to show me some stuff on the Trump Tracker slowly we're moving along. Sunday, I was watching the last NASCAR race, actually the Busch Grand National Series. They're racing down in Homestead, Florida, and I had the game on, plus was watching the debacle of our glorious Jets. Unfortunately, that was a shame. And I had the Trump Tracker in the manual mode. And in the search, they have a pre-programmed search. It went up here in, I believe it was Brooklyn Flyer, Flyer Dispatch, on frequency of 154.370, 154.370. Now, I don't listen that much to the city services. I think I'm going to start because I'm missing a lot, especially like with the fire departments and EMS units. And that was very active. And I also heard 154.400, and I believe that was Queens Flyer. Let me let it drop. On 154.400, which is, I believe it's Queens Flyer Dispatch, I heard they call an engine 307, and there was a fire in Hangar 7 at JFK. And that was at 3:59 p.m. Sunday afternoon. And it happened to be the Alitalia Airlines hangar over at JFK. And I didn't hear the outcome of it. I had to shut the radio off. I had somebody stopped over the house. And, there was a fire. It was smoke. And it said an engine was seen. So maybe somebody out there that's on frequency might have more information and a follow-up on that, but just that was pretty interesting. Okay, let me let it drop.
DHF with an update on that.
Okay, DHF, Dan, go ahead, do me a favor. Could you confirm, I don't have Scanner Master at arm's length yet, so maybe you can help me with that. If that 154.37, that's Brooklyn Flyer Dispatch, and the 154.4, I guess, is Queens. Maybe you can confirm that for me. Over to you.
Okay, Charlie, that's confirmed. You're correct. I believe it was Fox 279 at JFK, Hangar 7, Alitalia. That turned out to be a mess of pallets and packing material outside the hangar. The way the one company came in, I guess it looked like the whole hangar was involved. So that's all it turned out to be, just a large rubbish fire. Back to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good, Dan. Thank you for that update. I was wondering what it was. I heard smoke and I figured maybe somebody was cooking someone's green clam sauce in there or something. Hi, hi. But I'm glad to hear that it turned out to be all right. Maybe nobody was hurt or injured. Everything turned out to be all right. That's the main thing. Okay. So, anyway, I found it to be very interesting, though. Dan, let me ask you a question, if I may. Do you have any other frequencies for the other boroughs as far as dispatches? Do you have them handy? Over to you.
Okay, Charlie, yes, I do. If you're ready to copy, I'll give you the rest of them.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Charlie, this is KC2PHF. Citywide, 154.430. That's citywide. All your hardball stuff goes out over that 56 relay to the boroughs. If they get a real good worker where they use all hands and stuff, all the information is relayed over citywide. Copy that one?
Yes. So citywide is 154.430. Back to you.
That is correct. You're correct on Brooklyn and Queens. The next one would be for Manhattan. That would be 154.250. That's 154.25.
Okay, Manhattan is 154.250. Back to you, Jeff.
Okay, and last but not least, we have the Bronx and Staten Island. They're on the same frequency, but they use different CLs. And those numbers are 154.190. 154.190.
The Bronx and Staten Island, which use different CLs, and they're both on 154.190. Very good, Dan. Back to you.
Okay, any other questions? I got my little chart in front of me. If you're interested in, like, Queens EMS and Citywide EMS.
Sure thing. By all means, Dan, please send them this way. We'll be more than happy to put them down.
Okay, well, while we're on the subject, anybody that uses PLs on their scanner, FDNY, the PL is 186.2. 186.2, with the exception of Staten Island. I don't have that offhand. Queens EMS, 477.9125. 477.9125, Queens EMS. FPL is 85.4. 85.4 on the field. Back to you.
Okay, KC2 DHF, KB2UVV. Very good, Dan. Queens EMS is at 477.9125 with a 85.4 PL. Dan, if you got them all, go right ahead through them and, if I need any fills, I'll come back. Go ahead.
Okay, for EMS, all the PLs will be 85.4. All the PLs, 85.4. Manhattan South, they're off the 800 now. They're back on the 400. And they're 483.3625. 483.3625. Copy that one?
Manhattan South, 483.3625. Back to you, Dan.
Okay, Charlie. 6-6-2-3-8-F. Manhattan Central. 483.4875. 483.4875 is Manhattan Central. CMS. Copy.
Manhattan Central. 483.4875. Back to you, Jeff.
That's confirmed. Manhattan North, that's my favorite because my son works that one. That'd be 483.2375. Once again, 483.2375 for Manhattan North EMS.
Manhattan North EMS, 483.2375. Thank you, Jim.
That's correct, Charlie. Now we'll go to the Bronx. There's two frequencies for the Bronx. Bronx South, 477.8375. 477.8375 for Bronx South. Bronx North, 478.2125. Again, for Bronx North, 478.2125. Again, all the EMS is a PL of 85.4. Copy, Charlie.
T2, DHF, there's a net. KB2, you repeat. Okay, Dan, for the Bronx, we got Bronx South at 477.8375. And the North Bronx at 478.2125. Back to you.
Okay, those are correct. Now we'll skip over to Brooklyn. We've got three frequencies for Brooklyn. The first one would be Brooklyn South, 484.2375 for Brooklyn South, 484.2375. Let me let it drop. Okay, for Central, 77.8625. 477.8625 for Brooklyn Central. And for Brooklyn North, 478.2625 for Brooklyn North. 478.2625. Copy those, Charlie?
Okay, Dan, for Brooklyn South, we got 484.2375. Brooklyn Central, 477.8625. And Brooklyn North, 478.2625. How did I do,
Dan? You're super duper with that pencil. You really could copy it. Okay, now for Staten Island, we have 487.2375. 487.2375, Staten Island. And for citywide, 478.0125. EMS citywide, 478.0125. All EMS frequencies, PLs of 85.4.
Okay, Staten Island, we have 487.2375, and for citywide EMS, 478.0125. Dan, thank you very much for this excellent information. I'm sure a lot of people out there that are writing them down besides me, and I for one thank you. It's excellent information. I'm definitely going to be putting them in my scanner and listening. There's a lot of good stuff going on. A lot of interesting information there. Back to you.
Never a problem, Charlie. And for my QTH in Iceland, I have no problems with Queens and citywide EMS. And I get all the FDNY. No problem.
KC2GHF, KC2UBB. That's excellent, Dan. That's good coverage from out there. What kind of antenna are you using?
Oh, you think all that I picked up at the Lamar campsite.
Oh, very good. That's not N2VRH, J-Paul. Is that by chance?
Yes, it is. And that's also what I'm talking off of with my Yazoo.
Oh, very good. He'll be glad to hear that, Dan. So, that's excellent. Yeah, I'm upstairs tonight, so I'm on my my mag mount. That's up in the attic. But I know that should be all right. He's quite the antenna maker. It's like remember years ago they had the little old winemaker. Well, S2BRA is the little antenna maker. Hi, hi. So that's he does quite a job there. So Dan, thanks again, and I appreciate all that excellent info. Okay, why don't we do this? I'm gonna see if there's anybody waiting in the wings out there that would like to join us. With or without information, if you'd like to check in, please come down. Doing nothing. I guess everybody is, must be something good on TV tonight. I know, on Fox at 8 o'clock, you got, what's it, the King of the Hill is on, the favorite of my YL. And then at 9 o'clock is the Guinness Book of World Records show. So that's a good one. So, I don't know, maybe we'll get a chance to catch some of that tonight. I don't know, by the looks of it. Anyway, while I'm here, I'd like to give out the addresses. So if, anybody, like to reach us with any information, you can do it one of two ways. Either, if you are online and have a computer, you can email us at lima73@aol.com. I'll repeat that. lima73@aol.com. Or if you want to use the services of the U.S. Postal Service, you can email us at lima. Give me a second here. I got to find the book. Okay. Let's see. Anyway, I got the address. Okay. LIMA in care of Ed, KC2AYC, Post Office Box 308, and the town is Cedarhurst. I'll spell that. Cedarhurst, New York, and the zip is 11516-0308. I'll repeat that. LIMA. Care of Ed, KC2AYC, PO Box 308, Cedarhurst, New York, and the zip is 11516-0308. Let me let it drop. So, if anybody wants to reach us, either via electronically or via the postal service. And we always appreciate any info you might have or suggestions, comments, criticisms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And always happy to hear from people. And we do, as you know, we have the scan comp list that's ongoing. We took a hiatus as far as the newsletter went, because honestly, we really hadn't been getting any information, and the thing is, we want to hear from everybody. You know, we'd like to hear from, just not have to say people writing articles for the newsletter. So, you know, if anybody has anything they'd like to share, that they'd like to put into, newsletter, send it our way, and, so we get enough stuff and we'll send something out. So that's up to you guys and gals. So there's a lot of people that we used to hear from regularly that we haven't been hearing from in quite some time. So I don't know if everybody left town or you know, they just got bored with the hobby or whatever. Let me let drop.
Tough, yeah, I was surprised myself. I find myself getting a little bored. And then I finally got a hold of the trunk cracker. And, now I've been getting into that. And like I said, I was listening over the weekend to the fire frequency in Brooklyn Police. And that was really interesting. While I'm on the subject, on December 2nd, they're going to have the tree lighting ceremony at Rockefeller Center. So that's going to be a good one to monitor. Now, from what I understand, they've, I guess FEC's been active again on the 450, 455 frequency range. So what I'm going to try to do next week, I'll be doing that again. Now and then I'm going to put up, I'll make up a list of some of the media frequencies I have, and I'll give them out on next week's desk. So, give it time, and when they like the tree, that's always a good list. Either one or preferably two standards, and you'd be surprised. You know, it's really nice. Look at that stuff. Long Hour Monitoring Association Deck. Anyway, you can hear all the camera cues and the director and everything. I find that intriguing. Yeah, I don't know, maybe that's not everybody's cup of tea, but I really get a big kick out of it. And it's really a lot of fun. And while I'm on the subject, I'd like to say hello to our good friend up in Bridgeport, and that would be awesome. And just want to let you know, I got your letter yesterday, and thank you very much. It's good to hear from you again. And always enjoy, always welcome. And always a pleasure to hear from you. And, I wish you and your family all happy Thanksgiving. That goes for everybody. I wish everybody out there happy Thanksgiving next year. It's hard to believe that it's that time of the year again. It goes so fast. As you get older, your time speeds up. It sure is, I tell you. Okay, at this time, I'm going to make another call up to see if there's anybody out there that would like to join in and say hello. Don't be bashful. So, if you'd like to check in with or without traffic, just come out. Now, let me see if Casey can leave that D. Joe, if you're listening, if you're having any projects with the downloading of that software, KC2BZB, this is KC2BZB. Joey, I'm on the new IRC chat room. I'm also on the Lima page in the AOL, where all the bad stickers on. And I even have Steve Salter to page up, so I'm actually struggling between the three. But Steve and Gary are both in the newer IRC chat room. So, yeah, I'm successful and I'm doing a juggling act right now. Steve said to check him in, NBNJS. I'm still trying to get my nickname to come up right, but we're going crazy. So if anybody wants to check in on the AOL Lima webpage, or the new one, go ahead and I am in all three of them right now. Back to you. Okay, Joe. Joe, let me ask you, does anybody in either, or say all three in the chat room,
anybody have any info, query, or comments for the net? Anything they want to share or pass along to you? Back to you, Joe.
Well, at this time, there is no questions or comments. I'll check back with you later. I think this is the end of my career as the alternate. We just started going on the new chat room, the IRC one. So check back with me in a little while, Charlie. Back to you.
No. Just one more question. Did you speak to Paul from Mastic and send him the website so he can download that software?
Yeah, Charlie. Paul's in the Lima chat room on AOL. So I mentioned what you asked me to do. And he already downloaded the information. He said he just hasn't had time to set up the software. So for now, I told him to stay in the Lima chat room so in case he wants to ask anything. I'm bouncing back and forth between the
two. Okay, I see. All righty. Well, Paul from Mastic, if you're listening, I'd just like to say hello. And, thanks for all the good jokes you said. I'll tell you, I haven't had a chance. I got a couple of things I got to send back to you probably tomorrow. And thank you again. Keep a smile on my face. That's good, especially after some of the days over at my job, hard on. So, thanks again, Paul. You're a good guy. And I also like to say hello to Keith and Gary over in the other chat room, too. And hope everything's going good for you guys. So, okay, Joe. I'm going to give it another call up. And let's see what happens here. All right, anybody would like to check in and say hello, and any complaints or suggestions or what have you, please check in now. KC2BZB, KC2BZB, Joe, you still there?
KC2UVB, KC2BZB, I'm here, Charlie. Keith, Gary, and I are going great guns on your new chat room, and I think they're calls in the other one. Back to you.
Alright, listen, Joe, I'm gonna be shutting it down momentarily. I have no more info at this time, and nobody's checking in, with or without info, so, it's a moot point, to even, drag this out, so, I think it's going to be an early night tonight. Back to you.
Yeah, Charlie, whatever. Fortunately, you probably need a couple of, good questions out there to start things going, and, actually, I usually have a ton of those. No answers on my end of questions, but let's give it a few more minutes and see if some of the late guys come in, and otherwise we'll shut it down. That's it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you don't have like I said, it was I had a couple of things on the fly, and I thank Dan again. DHF with his input. I tell you, you're a star, Dan. I haven't really remained a half hour without you. So, thanks again for all that good info. And, not surprised. I don't know where our friend Curtis is, but he's been checking in with some traffic. But, I don't know, maybe he had a work late tonight. So, S2WWM, are you out there? Let me let it drop. got anything with that.
Okay, no answer to WWM. I don't hear.
You know what?
What'd you do?
Everybody remember, walkie cows is down for, December 2nd.
What is that Tuesday?
If anybody has a calendar handy in front of them, well, unfortunately I don't. Maybe you could confirm, December 2nd. That's going to be tree lighting. And that will be covered on WNBC TV Channel 4. And I think they even start that at like 7 o'clock, 7:30, but somewhere, you know, just after dinner. So, you know, that's a good time. Maybe, let me let it drop. Maybe somebody can confirm what night is going to reach that call from.
DHS, December 2 is a Wednesday. And I got a little additional on the FDNY if you want.
They light the tree at 5:30 to start the tree lighting ceremony. Ghost from the past.
Answer.
Good evening, Curtis, and how are you today?
Got no information put together. Got home late, Charlie. I just wanted to make information about the Christmas tree. I think they start like 5 o'clock, 5:30, and it's rebroadcast after the late news. They don't look good. Back to you.
Okay, Curtis, very good. Thanks for the info. Okay, let me give it over to Dan, KTQ-DHF, for some additional New York Fire Department info. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, thank you, guys. Everybody on the net. The discussion with that JFK Alitalia hangar, just for everybody's information, Queen Spot 269 is the control tower box that they use for emergencies on the field. It's called the crash box. Has an automatic second alarm. That's the 269 box for JFK. Now for LaGuardia, they use box 37. And that's also an automatic second alarm for any incident on the field involving the X-ray. Back to you.
Okay, let's see if we got that right. Queen's box 269 is JFK, and box 37 is for LaGuardia.
Dan, I don't want to sound like a total idiot, but I'm pretty close to that anyway. As far as procedures and whatnot with the New York City Fire Department. But when you say box, I'm guessing it's an alarm box, a call box. Could you elaborate a little on that, please? Over to you, Dan.
Well, back in the old days, it was just a regular pull box that was located in the control tower. Now they're GRS boxes, which is a voice alarm, or a direct fire line. But anyhow, when it goes out on the computer assisted dispatch system to the firehouse, that's the box number. You ride around the city, you see the alarm boxes on the corner. Just picture the same thing in the control tower.
Okay, very good. Alrighty. Yeah. That's, yeah, because I, you know, that's something I kept hearing to mention boxes, you know, box number such and such the other day when I was listening to them. And they'd be responding. And, yeah, I had a feeling that was an alarm box. But like I said, I'm naive when it comes to, you know, fire department procedures and whatnot. You know, I'm very, I'm lost. As far as it goes, but, It's very interesting, though. I work with a guy right now. He's a very, very nice guy. He's a good machinist, too. He's retired. He's in a ladder company in Manhattan for 20-something years on the job. He talks about it once in a while, but I don't get too much of a chance to talk at work. So, anyway, back to you, Dan.
Okay, that's what you'll hear on the air when you're monitoring, like, the Queens of Brooklyn. So we saw the box numbers, and that's what it is, an intersection or an address that's associated with these collections. And that's just how they do business. Thank you.
Okay, Dan, very good. Yeah, appreciate that info. That sounds good. Let me ask you a question. Let me change the subject, but how do you make out, like, from your location over there, can you hear any of the media frequencies out your way, or is that too far, Dan? Over you.
It's a little tough on the UHF side. I haven't really tried to, so I can't really say. But judging how I get EMS citywide, Queens citywide, some nights are a heck of a lot better than others. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, I can understand that, sure. Yeah, I know, that was like, even with VHF, listening to stuff with VD. The Eastern, like, the 5th and the 6th precincts, I really couldn't hear. Maybe late at night sometimes, if it was, maybe if the band was a little bit open, you could kind of hear them, but, normally, you wouldn't really hear anything. I could hear the first through the fourth pretty good, as well as the list, the data channel on stuff. I can't remember it now. Wow, okay. Anyway, which one's going with it? They do the check for the license and all. Now, with Trump Tracker at night, I can hear. I pick them upstairs here, and I can hear everything. I even hear Stony Brook, the university, campus police at the university. Wow. You hear them really GFC over here. Back to you.
Well, on that, the Trump Tracker, I do very well, actually, with the Trump 16. But I don't get the city too well. I don't get the time at all. I got to get some stuff up on the roof, up above. I'm told if I get up greater than 43 feet, and I aim the beam that I got 289 degrees, I should be able to get about everything.
Wow, yeah, that would be good. Yeah, I don't imagine what a beam up there, you do well. I'm in a good spot over here, so what I'm going to try to do is one of these days see if I can pick up New Jersey State Police, because they're on the Trump system type 2. And from what I understand, they have it split northern, central, and southern. And see if I can pick up either the northern or the central, south, and I would be able to get. But I might pick up the north and maybe even the central from over here. I'm sure that the trunk on the city, I haven't put it in yet, but I plan on it. I should be able to pick them up no problem also. Back to you.
Yeah, on really humid nights or inclement weather, I'm able to do so with a buddy of mine down in New Jersey. Without too much problem. A little bit of noise in there, but both sides are readable. And it sounds good, but I have occasionally on 2 minutes been able to pick a receiver in Atlantic City. Back to you.
Yeah, that's a good catch down to Atlantic City.
Yeah, I think I've heard that one. But I don't think I've ever spoken on it. The one at 40 is, you're not going to hear it now, but like next door where you get that, the ducting is a repeat of 146 970. It's a Virginia Beach repeat again. Have you ever heard that one?
No, negative. I haven't really taken advantage. I've only been on since April. I didn't do so much this summer because of other commitments.
You know, this last summer wasn't that great. Two summers ago, 96, it was really good. I talked to a guy all the way from North Carolina, from up here. And that's he was in an indoor antenna. That was great. So, far south is North Carolina, and far north is New Hampshire. So, you know, it was wild. But almost every night for a stretch there, the bands would open. Wow. And tonight I went to work with very little sleep, high high. So maybe it was a good thing. I don't know. But, alright, at this point, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it one more shot, see if there's anybody out there that would like to join us. With or without traffic, please give us your call sign, your name. Let us know if you have traffic. Please come down.
This is G2ED. Good evening, everyone. GIZ Mobile, good evening, and Joel, and no traffic this evening.
More check-ins. KG2ED, Rich, good evening to you, Rich. Good seeing you over at the meeting last Thursday night. Always a pleasure. And we had S2EIZ, Joel. Good evening to you, Joel, and thank you for checking in. Okay, I'll let it drop one more time and see if there's anybody else. Please come down.
WA2 Bravo Alpha Juliet on the bicycle. I don't know what I'm checking into, but I'll give you a check in.
In on the bicycle, WA2, and I didn't catch the rest of that. Maybe you can give it to me one more time and also give it to your handle. Back to you.
WA2 Bravo Alpha Juliet. I'm the handler is Joe Jigo Luigi, and we're in West Iceland, Long Island.
WA2 DAJ Joe, good evening to you, Joe. And I guess you're a mobile station. Back to you.
The bicycle mobile rolling around the town, just kind of getting a little bit of fresh air. Getting away from the computer for a little while.
Very good, Joe. Yeah, you're making the routine very good. And, let's join the Tuesday night Long Island Monitoring Association EMF shortwave net. And I'm the acting net control tonight. My name is Charlie. And good evening to you, Joe. And how are you doing tonight?
UVV. Very nice meeting you, Charlie. We use the machine in the mornings quite a few times at Bicycle Mobile, me and KP2WRE. And we've asked if anybody will look us up in the phone book or whatever it is, call book, and let us help support the machine, find out what the rules are. It's an excellent machine, and Almost all the people we've met on this have been fantastic. And, so, we're just riding around, and I came over here to see if Charlie, KB2WRE, was listening or monitoring the channel. He's in Hicksville, and we go bicycle to bicycle in the AM many, many times. Health-wise. Of course, we are a bicycle commuter for the last 25 years, but now we're retired. And so we have to still do it every day, but in circles. Back to you, Charlie. KB2UPV, correct?
WA2DAJ, KB2UPV. Very good there, Joe. And thanks for joining us. And, sounds good. It's a little cool out there. Let me ask you a quick question. Do you ride year round? Do you go out even in the middle of the winter? Back to you.
Charlie, too. Same as my friend Charlie. I've been riding for 25 years every single day, every single school day, back and forth from West Texas to Massapequa. On the bicycle. I've been out in that harbor. Snow, ice, hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever. I've been out there. And I've had a very interesting time of doing it. Many times I've been afraid, but very satisfied when I accomplished it. Six times and less than it takes for the car. It's only 10 miles each way, but I used to make it 30 miles a day deliberately. I go to Massapequa with Burnett High School, which is now a junior high school. And that's where I'm retired from. Kind of by force, you know, goodbye. But yes, we do. We're out on the bicycle all winter long. And all summer long. You're Charlie now, right?
Correct. I'm Charlie also. Wow. God bless you. That's all I have to say, guys. Okay, are you by any chance... Will you be trying out for a bicycle?
Like it came out of the factory or better yesterday, you know. I don't kick them around or beat them around and don't take them where I have to leave them. They go with me. And, of course, the job I had was very nice because I had a nice big shop. They took the bicycle in with me. And I did a lot of teaching with them also, as well as with the amateur radio. We have the amateur radio hanging around our neck. It's a IC2GAT. It's a 7-watt rig, but we're running 7.2 volts, so maybe 3 or 4 watts might be coming out at the present time into a collapsible antenna, or what you call extendable or telescoping, 20.4 inches.
Okay, WA2VAJ, KB2UVV. Yeah, you're coming in very good. I hear a little noise in the background, but that's probably, you know, from you being outside. But you're coming in fine. I read you 100%. Yeah, you sound good. Okay, Joe, I'm going to give it back to you for any closing comments, and then I'm going to see if there's anybody else out there that would like to check in.
Okay, thank you very much for letting me come on in and say hello. I hope I've met a few people. And I hang on the 533 machine a lot, but I'd like to be kind of involved with this machine also. As it's quite excellent. So thank you very much, and thank you guys for having the machine here. WA2VAJ, back to net control, and KB2UVV, and we'll just do this thing out.
Okay, very good, Joe, and thank you for joining us, and thanks for the nice stuff. Okay, at this time, let's see how our chat room is doing out there, and if there's anybody else who might have joined in, and might have some info queries or comments for the net. Okay, KB2GZB, KB2GZB, how we doing over here, Joe? KB2GZB, and we have to keep it busy. We have Steve, of course, and Mike in the IRC chat room. And now AOL, we have Paul from Mastic and ScanCat 104, all bouncing back and forth, and getting busy. Charlie, I took up a couple of, I hate to use the word logging, but logging that I made about a week ago
told me the big difference. So when you get a chance, put me on the list. But right now, nobody has any questions, comments, or queries. If you do, guys, type them now. Back to you, Charlie. Well, very good. And I'd like to say hello to Mike from Roslyn Heights out there in the chat room with Pete. And also to our good friend Bob, GameCat 104. Bob from the Bronx. Okay. And good to hear that you're in there too, Bob. And you're there with Paul from that. Listen, Joe, you got that info handy. Why don't you give it out now? And because I think we're going to be wrapping it up pretty soon. I don't think there's going to be much going on. In fact, I got. Why don't you do that now? I got a landline. I got to pick it up. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Zen Mobile has experience.
Funny, I know the iCom on Zen. It makes a few people. And like a lot of people, I kind of stuck with my old scanning ground. So recently, I just put it in, I just started scanning like the 900 megahertz area. I didn't think I was going to hear much, but I was surprised at least. It did post a lot of hits. This was about a week ago. I'm just going to shoot through it real quick. And of course, I'm interested, I'm sure there's at least a couple of people out there that are going to tell me, you know, what I'm hearing or whatever. 936.4350. Sounded like a tow truck company. Okay. Also 936.96. 937.9350 sounded like a utility. As did 937.98. A bit higher in the gigahertz range. 1081.905. Sounds to me like a cell image. I'm kind of curious if anyone can fill me in if that indeed is a cell image or not. Obviously sounded like a phone call. Also, 1084.065, 1083.225. Let me let it drop. KC2BZD. Kind of interested, especially in those last three above the gigahertz. Also interested if anyone knows what is up in the 900 megahertz, 1 gigahertz range, if anything. Let me let it drop a check and see if Charlie's back. Otherwise, I'll pick it up. Charlie, you back?
This is KB2UVV. Yeah, Joe. Yeah, it was just the YL was calling to stop, make a stop at the store. Yeah, I'm here. Back to you.
Okay. This is a BIG doubled with me. So we'll let it drop a second after this. Anyway, if anyone has any answers to what I'm hearing, I've been really curious. Let's see. And that's just the chat room right now. Okay, BIG, you're out there. Please say that I double with you. I'm going to let it drop and you pick it up. Charlie, you pick it up.
Okay, to BIG, Joe, if you're listening, did you have a question or query or info for the net? Let me let it drop. Joe, did you have any other info or was that it? Over to you.
No, that was it, and Bob the Master said, which makes a lot of sense, that 900 megahertz is a lot of trunk, there's a lot of trunking up there, so of course that's probably picking up bits and pieces. I'm curious what I was saying above a gigahertz, so if anyone else out there knows. That's it for right now, Charlie. Back to you.
Okay, Joe, very good. All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give him one last call up and see if there's anybody who just like to check in, say hello, and we'll take it from there. All right, anybody out there who'd like to check in, with or without traffic, please come out. KP2DHF, this is KP2UBB. Yeah, you dropped out there for a second, Dan. I caught the DHF. Why don't you try it again? KP2DHF, this is KP2UBB. You copy this?
With a comment for BZB?
Go ahead, Alex. You can go direct with Joe. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Charlie. Good evening to you once again. Good evening to the net. Joe, you're asking above 900 megahertz into the 1,000 gigahertz, etc. Tremendous lot of traffic, as I'm sure you know, in the digital transmissions. Computer data being passed back and forth up in those bands. Very few voice. Sometimes you will come across them, they're unique, almost as though they don't belong up on those frequencies, as though they're images from someplace else. I think the vast majority of those stations, however, is commercial data being passed back and forth. Joe, back to you, or back to the net, and to XOJ.
Yeah, Alex, actually, I did hit an awful lot of data channels, but of course I just skipped them. And I've seen Paul in the AOL chat room is telling me that 934, 935, 936, and 937 are shrunk. And yeah, that makes sense. And they said I was just stumbling across different frequencies. I didn't try to pursue any of the conversations, but I was really just curious to see what was out there. So, I wasn't listening. The megahertz radio that there, another person in the AOL chat room says, is the Motorola control channel. Yeah, there was a lot of them, a lot of data. Charlie, let me go through, because like I said, I'm bouncing. Both chat rooms are pretty active right now, which is great. So let me take a look at both of them, see if there's any other questions or information, and I'll get back to you. KBCUVV, KBCBZZ, back to you, Charlie.
Good, good, Joe. Okay, let's see if Dan is out there. I know he had something he wanted to add in, and then we lost him. KC2DHF, KBCUVV, copy Dan. KBCUVV, KB2UVV. Hold on a minute, maybe you had a little problem over there with the rig. Alrighty, so, sounds like the chat rooms are filling up. Also, let's see, we had, let's try this again. We had S2, D-I-Z before, Joel, who doubled with Joe. Are you there, Joel?
If you can copy.
There he is, KC2DHF. Oh, you're coming in nice and loud now. Dan, you have a problem with the rig out there, Dan?
A ton of problem. I come off the J-Fall. I had to take the animal out for a walk, and it just don't make it on the rubber ducky.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now you sound very good. I couldn't hear you. I heard DHF, and then that was all I heard. I don't know if you heard me. I called you a couple of times. Back to you.
Yeah, that's a copy. I copied the call back. I just wanted to say hello to my buddy there, the ScanCat 104. I think he's over there in Keith's chat room. Bob and I go back a while.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm sure he's listening. I think he's on AOL, but he may be in the other room too. And Bob, I'm sure you're listening, and you got that message from Dan. Yeah. Bob's a good guy, and hopefully one of these days he'll have his license too, and be able to join in on the fun here. In fact, I wonder where Fred, the other Paul is tonight, Fort Jefferson, KT2EDY. I know he's been licensed for a while now, and we haven't had a chance to catch him on the air, so I guess it's a good point. So, anyway, Paul, if you're listening, we'll say hello to you, too. And, hope to hook up with you one of these days. Okay, I'm going to give it one more call up. And, it's like beating a horse till it dies, right? Okay, if there's anybody out there who'd like to get in and say hello or, have some information to share with us, please feel free and please come down. Well, I guess that control here has put everybody to sleep. So, without further ado, I think we're going to call it a night, guys. And next week I'll be back. Eddie's going to be off. He's got commitments for the next couple of weeks. So myself and Joe will be manning the fort here until Eddie gets back. And so we'll be here next week. And we'll get some media frequencies together. And if anybody can think of anything in the meanwhile, we gave out the addresses. And you can reach us, actually right now, the best bet is to reach us via email. And once again, I'll skip that. And email address is lima73@aol.com. I'll repeat that. lima73@aol.com. So, any info, suggestions, queries, comments, et cetera, et cetera. By all means, just to chat. Okay, this is KB2UBV, alternate net control. Wishing to thank all who have checked in tonight, and especially those who checked in with info, query, comments, and say hello. And once again, we'd like to thank Steve, WB2WAK, for the use of the repeater, because without Steve and his generosity and kindness, it would not be a TCNA internet. So thanks again, Steve. We appreciate your help and support. It's now over. I have 9:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 15 Universal Coordinated Time. And the repeater is now open for general and amateur communication. And I'd like to thank everybody again. And check it in, and we'll see you next Tuesday night. And this is David Stu, UBC 73, everybody.
Very good job. You might not be up in it for too long. You might be it.
Thanks for the kind words, Dan, but I don't think so. Again, they could be turned purple over here.
Catch you next week.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dan, and Thanks for all the good info. I appreciate that. I'm going to be definitely plug them into my scanner. And I definitely listen to them. Thanks again. And stay well. We'll see you next week.
73, KC2 DHF, clear.
Thank you, Dan. KB2 UVV, clear. Good night.
AB2, WRE, WA2, BAJ. You listen over here, Charlie? MN2WWM N2XOJ.
N2XOJ N2WWM. I got the photos from South Africa.
That's wonderful. You available for a landline? I said, are you available for a landline, a telephone call?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll call you in a second or two. Just by the by, have you spoken to W6OBB?
No, I haven't. I got the newsletter today. The photos of South Africa. Pretty good. Doesn't mention anything about any reason or rhyme. What went down?
Well, he was still getting paid when he went to South Africa. I'll talk to you on the phone shortly, Curtis. N2WWM, N2XOJ.
XOJ, N2WWM.